Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming to this early morning session. You have chosen this session over 35 others which are happening at the same time. So I must congratulate you for your good judgment. So my name is Raman Sharma, and today I'm going to talk about Microsoft Project Management and Portfolio Management Solution, where we are today and where we are headed for the future. So we have only 45 minutes, so we'll keep a slightly elevated pace. There are other sessions for project which are happening later during the week, and I'm going to talk about them towards the end of the session. You'll find more details and more in-depth demos of various aspects of our solution in those sessions. But for today, this is roughly the agenda that we're going to follow. So I want to share some thoughts and some observations that we have about where the field of project management is headed towards becoming more modern and more intelligent. And I want to provide a quick overview of the Microsoft Project and Portfolio Management solution, because we still keep getting questions about which tool is used for which purpose and which business problem. We'll take a look at a quick demo of how some of these modern concepts of intelligent and modern project management are already possible today using the different Microsoft Cloud technologies. And then we'll talk about some product updates, recent, upcoming, and future. So let's talk about modern project management and what exactly is a project these days? How do we define a project these days? So let's say I'm a store manager for a retail store, and I'm supposed to remodel my store. So how do you think I think about this work that I'm supposed to accomplish? Do you think in my head, when I visualize my work, I think about a Gantt chart or a list of tasks that are assigned to different people? Maybe some people do that, but most human beings are visual beings. They think visually. They like to see information within the context of the work that they're doing. So if I'm like most people, I probably look at my store and I feel that my store is my project. And I see all these pieces of information right there when I look at my store. So for example, I look at a payment system and I feel that, hey, we need to upgrade this payment system. It needs to happen by this date and this person needs to do it. We need to replace the flooring. It needs to happen by this date and this person needs to do it. Or if I look at a long line of customers, I look at that person towards the end of the line looks a little bit edgy. So maybe we can hire a few more cashiers and, you know, ease up the line there. So this is an issue today. So all of this information about tasks that need to be performed and issues that I see there is essentially project management information, but within the context of the work that I'm going to do. So this is visual, contextual project management. And the best part about this kind of a concept is that the data that you see overlaid on these real objects has actually gone through the rigor of scientifically proven project management methods, like Gantt charts, like critical path methods, like resource leveling, like workflows. So we know that this data is actually real project management data which lives in the cloud. And since it lives in the cloud, it can be brought down to wherever it belongs. In this context, it belongs in maybe in an augmented reality headset that I'm going to wear, or maybe on a digital representation like a dashboard or an image on which I can overlay data and see my project in real time. So these are the concepts that we feel are going to catch on in the coming years. Moving on from there, how do we define a project manager these days? Is a project manager necessarily a person who has, you know, some special certification and is able to maintain really, really complex project schedules in his head? Maybe. That person is probably an extraordinary project manager. But the whole process of project management these days is demanding more participation and more collaboration from more people. And not all of these people have necessarily all these specialized skills around project management. Some of them are just performing tasks in the project. Some of them are maybe in only a supervisory capacity. So irrespective of where you are and irrespective of what kind of computing devices you have at your disposal, you can actually participate in the project management process as long as you can connect to the internet. because all of this data and all of this information actually lives in the cloud through our Project Online service. So in this specific case, this person could very well be taking a picture of a project site and then uploads that picture to a cloud service. The cloud service analyzes the picture, decomposes it into a project schedule, and then compares it to the original baseline project schedule so that we can answer questions like these: how much of the project is done, and how much of the project was supposed to be done. So all of these things are already possible today using the various technologies that we have, like IoT, like machine learning, like connected devices, and all these things. Since our data actually lives in the cloud and our data keeps getting enriched day over day, we have all that information to analyze and work with. So moving along, let me ask you this question. How many people today came to the conference center in self-driving vehicles? I know the answer. I'm just trying to make a point. And the point is that, you know, when in 5 years from today I ask you this question, or whoever has my job, ask whoever has your jobs the same question, a lot more hands are going to go up. Because self-driving cars are coming, it is going to happen. Anything which is good for the collective is going to happen. So if we as human beings with self-preservation as our primary instinct, if we are okay trusting our well-being and our lives with all the machine learning and all those artificial intelligence algorithms, then we can definitely trust those algorithms to predict our project schedules. It is going to happen. So we talked about how everything is a project. So if everything is a project, then all the data which is coming from all those activities, whether it is organization and resource management, or R&D, or operations and execution, or financial data, and everyone who's involved in project management, whether in a project management capacity or a team member capacity or a portfolio manager capacity, all the signals and all the insights and all the actions of all these people along with the data, guess what is capable of analyzing all this information? The cloud is capable of analyzing all this information, and the result is actually going to be lots of smarts and self-driving projects. And by self-driving projects, do I necessarily mean that algorithms are going to generate your project schedules and do all the risk management and decide your business priorities? Probably not. But will those algorithms actually give you really smart, really informed recommendations based on historical data? Will they be able to monitor, and will they be able to alert you and notify you when something wrong happens? Absolutely. That's exactly the point of all the data that we have. So these are just some of the directions that we feel project management is moving into, and all the data and all the technologies and assets that we have in the Microsoft cloud already make them possible. And I'm going to talk about them later during my demo as well. So, but I want to quickly provide a very high-level overview of our project and portfolio management solution also. How many people are familiar with PPM? Okay, so the right crowd has come to the room then. So I think I'll keep it quick then. So Microsoft Project, as many of you know, is a tool of choice for project managers. A project manager installs it on the desktop and uses it to create and manage schedules, to do dependency management, reporting, and so on. And beyond that, we have our broader PPM solution, which goes beyond project management into areas like resource management, portfolio management, and collaboration. So it is inherently a collaborative experience because more than one project manager are actually participating in it, and it is inherently a connected experience because all the data which people are pouring into it through their actions is immediately visible to other participants also. And our PPM solution is, as many of you know, is built on top of the Office 365 cloud, which gives us two great benefits on top of our, like, in ahead of our competitors. The first is that all the investments that Microsoft makes into making Office 365 cloud one of the most available, one of the most secure, one of the most reliable commercial cloud services, all of that accrues towards Project also. Project Online, because we build on top of the Office 365 cloud, we live in the same data centers. And secondly, all the productivity benefits that you get from Office 365, whether it is enterprise social networking, document sharing, collaboration on documents, or real-time communication through Skype for Business, all of that is built into our PPM solution, something that not many of our competitors can say. So, quick Just a quick overview. Many of you, I see that, are already familiar with these concepts, so I'll move along. So really quick commentary on how we have sort of changed our mode of operation ever since we have entered the cloud. So back in the day when we were purely an on-premises solution, both on the desktop as well as the server, we used to have these big bang releases every 2.5 to 3 years. And we used to provide a lot of features in all of these releases. With the advent of cloud, when we introduced our cloud service in Project Online, we have sort of changed our mode of operation slightly. What we do now is we provide more frequent releases, but these are smaller releases. The magnitude of the change is slightly less. And the reason why we do that is because we want to be able to respond to customer feedback faster, and we want to be able to maintain a faster cadence of value delivery. So the way to think about on-prem in this cloud world is that on-prem releases are point-in-time snapshots of the latest cloud functionality that we have at that time. So just for example, we released both Project Desktop 2016 and Project Server 2016. And you can think of them as whatever functionality existed in the cloud at that time, we took a snapshot and we delivered an on-prem release from there. But cloud moves on. As you can see, even after we released the on-prem release for 2016, we have continued to add features into our cloud service. So that's a mode of operation that almost all of Microsoft is following with their cloud services these days, and will be following the same mode as well. So with that, I want to jump into the demo so that we can see some of the exciting things which are possible using our PPM solution today, and also some of the concepts that we feel are going to come into the field of project management through the use of the different Microsoft technologies. How many people are actually familiar with this term, ACID? Okay. So I think the term has not yet caught on. Let me say, ACID is actually algorithms, cloud, IoT, and data. So the demo that we are going to look at, we're going to look at how, by using some of these concepts, using Microsoft technologies, we can make the whole process of project and portfolio management richer. So let me switch to my demo machine now. Okay. So as you can see, this is a Power BI dashboard. And imagine I'm sort of a portfolio manager I run a construction business in the Seattle area. And I have all these construction projects going on. And the way I think about the portfolio of all the projects that I'm overseeing or I'm responsible for, like, I think about it this way. I think about, hey, something is going on in Eastgate and something is going on in Bellevue. This is a very visual way of thinking about all this information, all this data. And I have on this map all the relevant information that I care about at any given point of time. I know that these projects are already going on. So I'm interested in knowing which projects are running at risk, which projects are running at low risk, and which projects are running at medium risk, and so on. So in this case, I can hover over any of these projects. These bubbles are projects. The size of the bubble tells you what is the cost of that project. The color of the bubble tells you what kind of risk rating that project has. So this is a very visual way of looking at your information, your portfolio project data. So in this case, I can actually select one of these bubbles, and I can see the information on the right getting filtered appropriately. And specifically, what I'm interested in looking at, in drilling deeper into, is this project, which has a really high risk rating in this case. It is very red. I can look into the details of it is finished only 13%. It is running a very high deficit of cost. So I want to dig deeper into it by talking to the person who's responsible for this project. And when I do that, and I talk to the person responsible for that project, that person immediately looks at his own view of his project. And his view of his project in this case is not a Gantt chart or a list of tasks. It is the floor plan that he's working on. He immediately looks at this floor plan, and he looks at the work that needs to be done. He looks at what is running behind. He looks at what are the areas that are running cost overruns. So for example, if this is the most this is the most pertinent information for me, then what I've done is the first view that I get of my project, because this is my project, the first view that I get of it is I get a color-coded view of what area is running behind by how much. So the darker the color of an area, the more the cost overrun in that area. And I can hover on that, and I can figure out more information about that specific thing also. If I click on this atrium piece, for example, I can see that the list on the right gets filtered, and I see a list of all the tasks that need to be performed in that area. And some of them are red, which means that they are running cost overruns. And I can come out of this view, and I can maybe go to this drywall view. So basically what I've done is, instead of selecting an area, I've selected a specific type of task. So what I see now is all the tasks of that specific type that need to be performed in the entire project. And I see that most of them are colored, which means that most of them are running behind. So the idea here is that by doing this kind of visual analysis, you're able to find out, hey, this drywall, this whole operation itself, there's a problem there. It's not a problem in a specific area or a specific room. The person who's supposed to do, the contractor who's supposed to do drywalling across the entire property, maybe we need to have a deeper conversation with him. So we are going to have that conversation at some point, but for now, it suffices to know that, hey, we have all these tools available to drill deeper into the problem. So I'm going to come out of this view, and I'm going to look at another view. So I talked about IoT and how IoT data can enrich project management information. So in this case, this project site, this floor plan, actually happens to have a number of IoT sensors equipped inside it. And these sensors are gathering information like changes in the temperature, changes in the moisture, or seismic activity through earthquakes, et cetera. And they are creating appropriate signals for project managers and entering data into Project Online for people to follow up on. So in this specific case, what we are going to do is we're going to look at this issues list. This issue list needs to be populated whenever there is any kind of a abnormal activity happening in the on the premises. So what I'm going to do now is we are going to generate a seismic activity. Let me just bring up my camera here. So I have with me here a seismic sensor connected to an IoT device, which is actually a Raspberry Pi, for those of you who care for that detail. So whenever the seismic activity is generated, this device is pre-configured to automatically send a signal to the Project Online service and create an issue so that somebody can go and follow up on that issue. So what I need from you guys is to generate that seismic activity. And you know, create an earthquake-like motion, which means that you need to clap really, really, really hard. So can we please have that? No, I forgot to mention that I have to shake it also. So you see that the sensor is going off. The sensor is going red now, which means it has detected the seismic activity or the motion. And now, the sensor which is connected to the IoT device will directly send that signal. Let me close this camera for now. Will directly send that signal to the Project Online service. So if I go ahead, and you can see that I've already received an alert here. It says that, hey, the seismic sensor was triggered. An activity has been generated. So if I refresh this issues list, I see that there's a new issue here called seismic sensor triggered. So now I have a way of generating these alerts and these notifications intelligently without any human intervention. So this is just a way of, how machines and algorithms can enrich our project management experience. Now, in reality, when I receive an alert like this, I'll probably not be very happy. I'll probably not be talking very coolly like this. What I'm going to do next is I receive an alert that is seismic alert or a sensor has gone off in one of my project sites. So I want to contact somebody who can go and take a look at it. So what do I do next as a project manager? So like any project manager, I open up my Skype. And I talked to something called a bot. You guys know bots? Okay. Yeah. So you can ignore the inappropriate ads there. But the point is that this is a bot, which is built using the Microsoft Bot Framework. And it talks to the Project Online service. This is Conversations as a platform. I'm a project manager, and I'm having a real-time conversation as a human with my project management system. Let's see. So I want to know what's going on with this Eastgate project. There are so many issues going on. Who owns Eastgate? Oops, am I not typing right? Who owns Eastgate? If the internet is happy, you should see an answer sometime really soon. Oh, there it is. It says the site foreman of the Eastgate project is Asaya Langer. So, okay, I'm not super happy right now. I feel that this person has messed everything up. So I want to figure out what else does this person do. Okay, what other projects does own? So I get that information. He's also working on a tax checker project, which is weird. Like, why would he work on a tax checker project? But I ignore that part. I'm a little cool down now. So what I want to do now is I want to assign a task to this person so that they can go and do the necessary inspection for the sensor that has just fired off. So let's go and create a really complex command for this person. Say that, okay, let's create a high priority task for, notice that spelling mistake. Let's keep going with it. In Eastgate project. I don't know who Isaiah is. Okay, let's not try that again. Isaiah. Too much experimentation in front of a live audience is always a bad idea, but let's keep going with this. Who would you like me to create a task for? Okay, go check the sensor. Figure out what is going on. So as you can see that from the command that I initially issued, it was able to figure out some pieces of information automatically. Things like the Eastgate project and things like the priority. The information which it was not able to figure out, it prompted me for. So for example, who does the task need to be assigned to? And what is the description of the task and what is the title of the task? So in this case, I'll go ahead and say yes, go and assign the task. So it'll wait for a moment and actually create the task. You can trust me on that. So we'll come back to this. But the next thing that I want to talk about is, okay, so there's the task. The task has been assigned. The next thing I want to talk about is how things like machine learning can actually be used within the context of project management. So what we did in this case, since this is a construction project, we took historical project management data for about 100 construction projects, and we ran all that data through a machine learning model. We basically trained the model with all that data. And the result of that was that our model is now capable of answering questions like, hey, if there is a task which has a description like pouring cement or something like that, and it begins in February, which is a really bad time in Seattle, then that specific task or that kind of a task is invariably delayed because of the weather conditions. So if, after getting trained with this information, if this algorithm now discovers that my new project schedule is trying to do a similar kind of a thing, trying to schedule a cement pouring activity in February, I immediately get a risk issued. So this risk has been issued by a machine learning algorithm by running through my project schedule and by alerting me that you're making a mistake, you should not be doing this. So as I mentioned earlier, it did not actually go ahead and make modifications to my project schedule. It is giving me all this information so that I can make an informed decision based on my gut feeling and based on other information which might be available at my disposal. So these are just some of the examples of, you know, how you can use IoT, how you can use Microsoft bot frameworks, how you can use Power BI and other things to compose really interesting scenarios for project and portfolio management. Okay, so that was a demo, and I'm going to jump back to my slides now. So remember, as I said, algorithms, cloud, IoT, and data, it's going to become really, really relevant for project and portfolio management. So with that, let's jump into the product updates and talk about what the team has been working on. And before I talk about the individual features, I just want to quickly provide some context on how we have been thinking about our investment themes. So really broadly, three themes: reporting, mobility of experiences, and integration with other cloud properties, whether Microsoft or external. And underpinning all of these investment themes is a core theme of continuous feedback loop with the customers and with the partners so that we can maintain some amount of flexibility and agility in our plans as we discover more issues, and as we get customer feedback, we're able to respond to it on a faster cadence. So with that, so we recently released portfolio dashboards. This is an app which is available for Office Store. All you need to do is go to the Office Store, download it, and it automatically generates all these rich portfolio dashboards for all the portfolio-wide information in your PPM environment, whether it is for resources, costs, tasks, collaboration, and so on. The whole idea is that instead of spending time and energy on creating these reports and configuring these reports, we are bringing you the industry best practices in terms of pre-configured dashboards. Moving on, the same information is also available in the form of a native iPad app. And this app is available for free from the Apple iOS store. All you need to do is download this app, provide your PPM credentials, and the app is all set with similar dashboards as we saw on the previous slide. So this is, again, a very simple and a very mobile and a very touch-friendly experience for this business intelligence information. And moving on, so some of you probably know that we released a content pack for Power BI for our PPM service in the cloud. The best part about Power BI, as some of you know, is things like being able to ask questions in a natural language rather than being database experts or data scientists or statistics experts. And other things, for example, integration with Cortana. All of that goodness that comes along with Power BI, you get just by the virtue of this content pack being available for Project Online in Power BI. And the latest development on that front is that we have recently open sourced the source of this content pack as an open source project, and you can find it on this link. It is our GitHub repository. So anyone who wants to do any amount of customization or add more data, enrich the dashboards, they have a good place to start with now. You just need to go to this link, download the dashboard source files, and start playing with it. So that's good news for the technically oriented. Just last week, we have released the iOS Time Reporter app. The purpose of this app is to be able to perform task-level operations, like updating the tasks, and also submitting times, submitting timesheets. And the Windows Phone and the Android versions of these apps are coming sometime really soon. But I think one thing that I would like to highlight here is that you'll probably notice that we are being very intentional about what functionality and what kind of experiences we want to provide on what form factors. We're not blindly copying each and every functionality in project on each and every form factor. We don't believe that things like deep scheduling and risk management or changing project schedules is going to happen on mobile devices like phones anytime soon. But at the same time, we feel that experiences like timesheeting are going to become 100% mobile experiences in the near future. So we are cognizant of those needs, and we are providing the right kind of experiences on the right devices and form factors. Moving along, how many people have heard of Flow? Okay, so more than I thought, actually. So for the others, Flow is an Azure-based service that Microsoft has provided that allows you to create rich business process workflows by integrating different cloud technologies, whether internally from Microsoft or externally. And Project Online happens to be one of those cloud properties that Flow works well with. So it allows you to use interesting recipes such as this. For example, if you have, let's say whenever a task is created in your PPM environment, you want a corresponding task to also be created in your Wunderlist app, so that, you know, because that's the place where you go for all your work. So scenarios like those are possible. In fact, this specific recipe is actually available as a template from the Flow gallery. You don't even need to compose this thing. So beyond these pre-available recipes and templates, you can create your own flows based on whatever operations your service permits. So an example could be whenever an opportunity is created in my CRM system, go ahead and create a corresponding project in my PPM environment so that I can do some tracking around this opportunity. So scenarios like those are possible now without the need to be a developer. This is very much an end user scenario. As long as you're aware of how the business processes are supposed to work, you can compose those scenarios by bringing the various cloud technologies together. Along similar lines, we have this thing called Power Apps. Okay. So similar concept. It allows you to create really rich, really powerful, but really simple mobile experiences by pulling in data from various cloud services, multitude of services, and Project Online happens to be one of the services that Power Apps works well with. So in this case, you just see an example of a service desk or a ticketing scenario in which there's a very intuitive user experience which has been created using Power Apps, but the data is all powered by Project Online. So these are the kinds of examples that are now possible. Again, Power Apps is one of those things for which you do not need to be a developer. It's very much an end user scenario. If you're a developer, you can probably do richer things and more complex things. But as an end user, there's a great place to get started with. So switching gears slightly, since I talked about responding to customer feedback, one thing that we have consistently heard from several customers is that, hey, I have this need for external contractors who come into my project and contribute to the project. I want to be able to share documents with them or do collaboration with them. And in some cases, I want to invite them to participate in my project management process. So those are the scenarios that we are going to enable now. Really soon, we'll be announcing it really soon. The work is almost complete, so the scenario is that, hey, I have a project site, I want to share all the artifacts on that project site, whether they're documents, specs, or whatever, with an external entity, who's external user who's not a part of my original tenant. And then similarly, if they want to participate in the project management process in any capacity, either as team members or as full-fledged project managers, I'm able to, as the admin, am able to assign full-fledged project licenses to those users. So those scenarios are now going to be possible. Moving along, we have updates in Project Desktop as well. We have updates along three axes. The first is around timelines. So as you probably know, in Project 2016, timelines is a very popular feature, and in Project 2016, we provided the ability to add multiple timelines depending on the work stream you're working in or depending on the organization that you're working in. You can create different timelines. With this update, we are actually going ahead and allowing people to create labels and add more information about the tasks that appear on these timelines. So that's going to enrich the timeline view with more data and more information. The second set of enhancements are in the space of accessibility. So, if a user comes to us and says that, hey, I'm not able to perform, a certain aspect of my job because project prevents me from doing it because of a certain disability that I have, then that's a feedback that we take really, really seriously. So in the area of accessibility, we have made changes, especially for screen reader support, for high contrast displays, and for keyboard support, so that we do not leave any user behind. And the third set of enhancements we are making are in the area of developer extensibility. So again, in 2016, we introduced the notion of app write back, which means that you can write add-ins for project, which can write back information to the project schedules and project files, which was not possible earlier. With this update, we are actually providing ability to perform richer updates to the project schedules. Things like creating a task through add-ins and updating custom fields inside the project, all of those would be possible. So those are some of the things that we're doing in Project Desktop. Continuing to switch gears, we have in our PPM solution this notion of team tasks. And the feedback that we have consistently gotten, actually also through user voice, this is one of the highest rated features on our user voice site, was that we are not making full use of this concept of team tasks. So that's something we are going to address in an update that we are working on currently. What we're going to do essentially is that we're going to allow team tasks to be associated with multiple owners so that multiple owners can update and act upon these tasks, even if they're assigned to a single person after being a team task. So that's just an example of how we take the user voice suggestions seriously. And speaking of user voice, we have actually recently gone ahead and added direct links to our user voice site between in both the Project Desktop client as well as the web interface for our PPM service, Project Online. So as a user, you can provide feedback for our product right from within the product. More updates. If you are a developer who builds for project, then you'll be happy to know that we have a project developer stuff has a new home now. If you go to dev.office.com/project, you'll find all this rich information. Whether you're trying to find a tutorial or a document or code samples on how to build add-ins for Project Desktop or how to build a solution for Project Online, then all of that information is readily available here. We have a GitHub repository of code samples as well. And along similar lines, the developer library for building PPM add-ins or Project Online add-ins is now actually a part of the SharePoint NuGet package, which is released on a very frequent cadence, almost once in a month or month and a half. So which means that we are able to provide more API and improvements and performance improvements and things like that on a very frequent basis. So this is a NuGet package available in NuGet Gallery, and if you're a Visual Studio user, if that's what you use to build your solutions, then you can acquire this NuGet package from within Visual Studio environment. So that's about the developer updates. And in terms of what's going on next, the things that we are working on, slightly longer term plans. So one of the areas that we have a deep focus on is really simplifying and modernizing our user experience for the web-based client. And we feel that in this day and age, there is no reason that business apps need to be boring. We need to provide a simpler experience. We need to provide a more fluid experience. So we're going to take advantage of all the enhancements that are happening in the Office 365 space, whether it is groups, communications, real-time groups, communications, conversations, and so on. And we're going to bring all those concepts to project management in the web. The second set of enhancements that we're making, not enhancements, I would say, these are new investments, is around making the concepts of portfolios and programs first-class citizens in our solution so that you can see a portfolio, you can act on that portfolio, you can manage that portfolio of projects, and then you can do reporting on that portfolio of projects. And then when I talk about the portfolio, we are trying to cast a really wide net. We want to make sure that irrespective of the methodology followed by your project, whether it is waterfall or agile, or the complexity of the project, whether it is a large capital project being run in Project Online, or a small collaborative activity that some people are collaborating on in a tool like Microsoft Planner, we want to make sure that relevant details of all those efforts are highlighted in a portfolio view for anyone who's for a portfolio manager who's responsible for all those efforts. So those are some of the things that we are looking at And we'll have more details about these investments as we make progress. Okay, so this in many ways is the most important slide of this session. I want to tee it up for these guys. So these are the sessions that Microsoft project team is going to present over the next coming over the next few days. So this was a 45-minute session, but those are going to be longer sessions. So I highly recommend that you go to these sessions. The first one is around a deep dive into how deploying and managing our Microsoft PPM solution. The second one is a conversation with customers who have already had success with Microsoft Project PPM solution. The third one is an in-depth look into all the reporting capabilities of our PPM solution. The fourth one is a very demo-heavy. I would highly recommend you to go to this one, a very demo-heavy session that talks about all the different pieces, all the end-to-end pieces of the project and portfolio management process in the cloud. And then if you are a developer, if you want to build solutions, you want to attend this session about building apps and add-ins for Project Online and Project. We'll talk about all the new updates, and we'll talk about some basic ways to get started with building apps also. And of course, we have a booth in the office area. Please come visit us there. We have a lot of people from our product team as well. They'll be happy to listen to your feedback, your comments, concerns, questions. So please come and visit us there. Other ways to connect to us, we have a roadmap site on which we frequently provide updates about things that we are working on, upcoming features, and so on. And then all the social channels like LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. And most importantly, this final user voice site. And as I mentioned, we take it very seriously. Do provide us feedback, do provide us feature suggestions, do provide us improvements that we can make to our product there. Everyone has 10 votes. You can either create your own ideas or you can vote for existing ideas in user voice. So with that, I would say, please evaluate the session. Your feedback helps us make these sessions better. And thanks again for coming. Thanks for exercising good judgment by choosing this session over the others. Thank you.